91X News.
It's 5 degrees and foggy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald. Police arrested two 20-year-old men after a fight broke out on North Front Street last Thursday night. Belleville police report that they broke up a large fight at the nightclub around 2:30 a.m., dispersing the crowd. About 30 minutes later, officers found two men causing problems on Tracy Street. A Brighton and a Trenton man, both in their 20s, were charged with public intoxication. Constable Renee Auberton declined to identify the nightclub where the fight broke out or to say whether the two incidents were related. The situation on the Korean Peninsula is getting so tenuous that a U.S. senator is suggesting the families of American military personnel may be at risk.
Senator Lindsey Graham says with North Korea nearly able to arm its missiles with nuclear weapons,
we're getting close to a military conflict.
Speaking to CBS, the South Carolina Republican said he's asking the Pentagon to stop allowing soldiers to bring their families to South Korea and advised current military families to leave.
It's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea.
He added he'd like to see Congress debate a preemptive war, saying North Korea's next underground nuclear test would warrant a military response. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Last week, an 18-year-old Tudor and Cashel Township man died Thursday morning in an accident on Highway 62 in northern Hastings County. The accident happened around 6:30 a.m. in Limerick Township, about 1 hour north of Belleville. Bancroft OPP say they were alerted to it by emergency medical services. James Keller was driving a pickup truck, of which he stole the occupant when it went off the road and into a rock cut, police say. Keller was pronounced dead at the scene. The highway was partially closed for several hours while the investigation continued. It reopened around 1 p.m. Picton's downtown has some shiny new pay-and-display parking machines just in time for County's Feed the Meter campaign. Feed the Meter takes all the money paid for parking and donates it to the Prince Edward and Hastings Learning Foundation, which provides nutritional meals and snacks to local school children in need. There are 16 parking machines on Picton's Main Street alone, along with some on Elizabeth Street, King Street, Walton Street, and Ross Street. An expert on marijuana says displacing Canada's well-entrenched black market won't be easy. Donald McPherson, executive director of the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition, says the federal government will face a huge challenge when recreational pot is legalized next summer.
It's a really interesting and complex thing that the government is trying to do. It's trying to take a very robust, complex, pre-existing market and basically put it out of business by coming up with a better, robust market.
Police worry they won't be ready to enforce the new law, especially as it relates to impaired driving. Former TV host Billy Bush has written an op-ed piece in the New York Times refuting statements by U.S. President Donald Trump. Jonathan Carl reports Bush owns up to some of his own mistakes stemming from the Access Hollywood tape in which Trump described sexually assaulting women.
He's saying two things. First of all, that this is an accurate and legitimate tape. That is the president. That is what he said. But he's also saying that at the time, he thought the president was simply putting what he called a stand-up act. But now, based on what he has seen in terms of the accusations that many women have made against the president of sexual misconduct, that he believes those women.
Trump has recently suggested that the tapes may have been faked. Police in Malta, with the help from the FBI, have arrested eight people in the car bomb murder of a journalist.
Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat made the announcement of the arrests of eight people in connection with the murder 2 months ago of Daphne Caruana Galizia. The 53-year-old Maltese investigative journalist had long been a thorn in the side of local politicians and of police officials themselves for her reporting on widespread corruption in Malta. A leading prosecutor was pressured by the late journalist's family to withdraw from the case over concerns of impartiality. The FBI, the EU, and Finnish police have all lent a hand in the murder investigation. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
The federal liberals are having second thoughts about a 2015 campaign promise out of concern that expanding the popular home buyers plan would throw fuel on Canada's overheated housing markets.
An internal federal document suggests high housing prices are a key reason the Liberals don't appear to be in a hurry to fulfill an election pledge that would enable Canadians affected by major life events to dip back into their registered retirement savings without penalty to help pay for a home. An explanation accompanying the June briefing note says the government has instead provided more support for families facing challenges, has helped stabilize the real estate market, and has committed billions of dollars to support affordable housing. The Trudeau government says the promise is still in progress, but faces unspecified challenges. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Electronic.
I'm here to tell you about the most wicked and exciting parties in town. Wild Zoo parties are amazing. They come to you. See pythons, cockatoos, tarantulas, and more. This isn't for the faint of heart. Think you can take it? Call Tyrannosaurus Pets to book your show. They even do festivals and fairs, too. 613-779-0707 or go online to wildzooparties.com. Tell them about this commercial and get $25 off your next party. Come slither down to the pet store, 296 Front Street, Belleville, for a wildly good time.
Electronic cigarettes are giving off a new air danger for teens.
You see them lighting up more and more e-cigs. The fear is their slick packaging makes them a gateway for adolescents who go on to use other forms of tobacco. A new study from Yale confirms that suspicion. Researchers followed students in several high schools for over 2.5 years and found those who picked up e-cigarettes were much more likely to become cigarette smokers. The reverse was not true. They did not find that traditional cigarettes led to e-cigarette use. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Legendary Canadian troubadour Gordon Lightfoot will give Toronto's storied concert venue Massey Hall one last hurrah before a temporary sundown and the venue undergoes a 2-year renovation. Organizers say Lightfoot will be the final artist to perform in the building before it closes its doors next year for a revitalization project that's scheduled to take until fall 2020. The 79-year-old Juno winner and Grammy nominee will perform back-to-back performances on June 29th and June 30th. Lightfoot has performed over 166 times at Massey Hall, more than any other individual artist. Here's a clip from Lightfoot's 1974 hit, Sundown.
Sundown, you better take care.
The Force will be getting stronger over the next 2 weeks as the latest Star Wars movie is set to hit the big screen. At a news conference, The Last Jedi writer and director Rian Johnson said that while he wanted to put his own spin on things, the most important thing was making sure it was a true Star Wars movie.
You have the intensity and you've got the opera, but it also means that it makes you come out of the theater wanting to run in your backyard, grab your spaceship toys and make them fly around.
The new film also marks the final performance of Carrie Fisher, better known to Star Wars fans as Princess Leia, who passed away a year ago after completing her part in the production. That's QNET News on 91X to 12:08 p.m. Sports is next. In sports, the Picton Pirates go up against the Gananoque Islanders this Thursday. And on Saturday, the Belleville Senators are taking on the Syracuse Crunch at the Yardman Arena. On Thursday, the Napanee Raiders and Port Hope Panthers drop the puck this Friday at 7:30 p.m. at the Strathcona Paper Center. The Lindsay Muskies and the Newmarket Hurricanes have a game this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at Twinnie Rink. The Winnipeg Jets keep moving up in the standings. Connor Hellebuyck made 21 saves and Blake Wheeler had a goal and 3 assists as Winnipeg crushed the stumbling Ottawa Senators 5-0. Wheeler says this is the best hockey his team has played since the franchise moved from Atlanta 6 years ago.
You know, it's December. We're not slapping ourselves on the back. I think where we're at right now is we're excited about where our team's at. You know, it's the best we've done since we've been back in Winnipeg, so we're excited about that.
The Montreal Canadiens keep on rolling. Paul Byron got his first career hat trick as Montreal downed the Detroit Red Wings 10-1 to pick up a fifth straight victory. Paul Byron picked up his first hat trick. Byron says it was inevitable what the goals would come sooner or later.
This group is pretty strong mentally, and we knew it was just a matter of time before they'd start going in. And obviously not, you're obviously not going to score 10 every night, but if we can just focus on not giving up too many goals, carry a net, I think we have a chance to win every time we play.
Toronto FC coach Greg Vanney says while Seattle is the class of the Western Conference, the Sounders have not endured the same tough playoff run that his team has in the East. The two teams face off December 9th in the MLS Cup Final for the second straight year.
Obviously, Seattle is the class of the Western Conference. Honestly, I just felt like as I watched the Western Conference games through the course of the playoffs, I just think they weren't nearly as intense or as high speed or as hotly contested as the Eastern Conference. And I think that's how the whole season was, to be honest.
On Saturday, Calgary's Chelsea Carey beat Ottawa's Rachel Holman in 8-4 today at the Tim Hortons Roar of the Rings. Carey says both teams were trying to figure out the ice and the stones in the round-robin opener.
I personally felt really good about draw weight, and the girls really judged everything well and swept everything well, and we put some draws in some good spots. And, I mean, honestly, we missed a few shots. We got a couple misses out of them, but we were able to make the big shot when we needed to, kind of that jump shot in an end that really turned it around for us.
Also at the Roar of the Rings, Calgary's Kevin Cooey stole 2 points in the extra end for an 8-6 win over Brad Jacobs. Jacobs was wide and heavy in his final throw. Cooey says that without Hammer, he tried to put as much pressure on Jacobs as possible.
You're just trying to make him shoot, really, and, you know, he never really missed all games, so that was uncharacteristic for him, but obviously a big break for us.
Another home win for the Raptors. DeMar DeRozan scored 26 points to lead Toronto to a 120-115 win over Indiana. Pacers guard Victor Oladipo says they weren't ready. They weren't very strong defensively.
Yeah, we missed shots. Yeah, we could have made maybe took better shot selections. But at the end of the day, you know, we can really control a lot on that end. And we didn't do that great of a job tonight.
Steph Curry scored 30 points in 30 minutes. Kevin Durant added 24, and the Golden State Warriors rode a big third quarter run to pull away and beat the Miami Heat 123-95. Curry says his team's playing was very sharp.
We didn't have many turnovers. We played great defense, kept them to 17 points, and obviously that gives us, you know, a lot of fast break opportunities and solid you know, half court possession of offense where we can execute. And we obviously made shots, but we gave ourselves a lot of momentum.
Aaron Jones' 20-yard touchdown run on his only carry with 5 minutes and 59 seconds left in overtime gave the Green Bay Packers a 26-20 win Sunday over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Packers grinded out a win to stay in the playoff race, though they trail NFC North leader Minnesota by 4 games. Jamal Williams ran for 113 yards on 21 carries for Green Bay. Here's the call by Wayne Larvari on WTMJ as Williams' touchdown run puts the Green Bay Packers up 10-7.
Hunley under center. Here's the handoff. Williams slanting to the left. Tries to make the turn. Fights his way to the goal line. Touchdown! Jamal Williams on a 1-yard touchdown run off the left side.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. It's 5 degrees and cloudy. Fog patches dissipating early this afternoon with an expected high of 7. At 12:13 p.m., this is QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. News is next at 1.